Daniel, good morning. How good's that? Sherbet, hey?
Yeah, I know.
And
great.
Of course, Darryl Braithwaite.
Yes.
Well, he played at the Speedway on Friday night.
He did. Did you go?
In Bundy. So, well, I wasn't able to go, but I did speak to Barry and the boys, and they said it was an epic gig. So, Darryl Braithwaite, 73, still rocking it out. How good's that? Go the horses. Indeed.
But the other, of course, the only other song apart from Sherbet Now's that is The Horses. And that gets sung with a lot of gusto at Christmas parties, I think.
That's right, and there's no surprise what the encore is at his gigs.
No, definitely not. Hey, great news overnight coming from the Premier's, well, big gala ball, the Bundaberg Brew Drinks winning, well, two pretty prestigious awards.
Absolutely. So last night was the Premier's Queensland Export of the Year Awards, and Bundy Brew, of course, our iconic Bundaberg Brew Drinks, ginger beer, the pink grapefruit, which is massive in Korea, they took out the number one prize for Exporter of the Year in Queensland. And it's a great local story. You know, Bundaberg's iconic because of our iconic Bundy businesses, and Bundy Brew were one of those. So John and all the family, I was there with them up on stage last night as they won the award. The Premier and the Treasurer were there. And let me tell you, they did not only Bundaberg proud, but they do all of Queensland proud as well. It's a great story. And Daniel, I've got to share with you, when I got there, you said it was a gala ball.
Oh.
I rocked up. I wore the wrong colour tie, apparently. And I got out of the car in a Mitsubishi Lancer. So there you go, mate, just battling all the way. But it's a great story, Bundaberg Brew Drinks. They do such a good job. They look after their staff, and of course they give so much back to our community, so very well deserved.
I was having a look on the Premier's Facebook page last night, even into this morning, and just some of the comments there, from Anita, who put up a photo saying she found them in Dubai. Sandra says, wonderful, we recently did the tasting tour there and they run a great business, and a massive congratulations. It's so popular, that particular award for our local business.
Absolutely. And also, the little secret fact about them is that when you go to the barrel, you can actually buy their special brand of cola as well. So it's a little bit of a hidden secret that you can only get at the barrel and in New Zealand. So it's easier to travel to the barrel than it is to New Zealand. So go in there, try out their special cola as well. That's a hot tip today.
And if my son's listening, no. He'll know exactly what I mean. Now, the government have announced a new fleet of aircraft. Now, the Premier said at the election promise that it wasn't going to be. I fully understand why it's going to happen for patient transport and the like, but do politicians really need to use it? Can't you sit at the cargo end of the plane?
Well, I can tell you that right now I'm at the airport. I'm sitting here waiting to go off to the terminal. I've got people thinking that I'm working at Avis and Budget Car Rental right now because that's where I'm standing. They're asking me if I can lend them my car. But all seriousness and all of the Courier and Mail journalists aside, this is important because these aircraft are for the Queensland Police Service.
Right.
They're to make sure that we can transfer organs from all across Australia and even New Zealand to Queenslanders so that when a disaster hits, we can get that special equipment needed for the police and for the fire and emergency services to them. And now, 3% of the time, members of the government, ministers will use it. I can tell you that we've had ministers be bumped from coming into Bundaberg because there's need for an organ donation. So this is a serious investment for the Queensland Police Service that also assists our emergency services and our ambulance as well. So look, some of the Courier Mail journos, they're pretty nasty at times and they're pretty nasty towards the Premier, but this is an important thing. And I don't want to see a family lose a loved one because the Courier Mail want to run a fear campaign against our Premier. It's pretty poor journalism, to be honest.
Now, of course, I understand all that, but I think from an outsider looking in, Tom, you know, we've got the housing crisis, we've got a health crisis, and all of a sudden, you know, planes are being purchased at, you know, quite a substantial amount. So I understand both sides of the argument. Hey, this is another good story. 15,000 homes around our region have got solar, making it number one. I know we're number one for a lot of things, but I didn't think solar would be up there.
Well, we're the number one exporters around the place. We're number one to hold your NRL games. We're number one in agriculture and horticulture, and we're also number one for rooftop solar. So the 4670 postcode is number one, not only in Queensland, Daniel, but all across Australia. And that means that we've got more people who are getting cheaper electricity bills, and also they're thinking about the future and that cleaner energy as we move forward. And also what that means is that it gave us the initiative to put in the new Bagara battery project as well. So what we're doing is during the day, we know that a lot of people with rooftop solar are feeding their power back into the grid because they don't have the domestic battery. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've built a nice big battery out of Bagara, and that can capture all of the rooftop solar excess throughout the day. and pump it back into the grid at night, and it goes all across the region, and it can even go down into Hervey Bay and help Hervey Bay during their peak demand times as well. So because Bundy is number one, it means that the government went, you know what, we need to put in a battery, we need to reward the people of Bundaberg for all their hard work over many, many years, and that's exactly what we've done. So again, Bundaberg on top of the world.
Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, joins us this morning on The Big Brekkie. Ambulance ramping continues. What is being done? Because this has been a story for quite some time. So what's the latest with what's going on?
Well, we know that this is a big issue all across Australia, Daniel. Every single state, because of COVID-19, has seen increased pressures on our health systems. Every single state across Australia. We know that there are more and more people who are calling ambulances at times when perhaps they need to see a GP. But the pressure on our GPs is immense as well. So people don't want to wait 3 or 4 days when they've got a respiratory issue to see a GP. They want to be looked after. And you can understand that. So they're calling the ambulance. So we are getting more and more people calling the ambulance, and therefore more and more people going to our emergency department as well. Now, our hospitals do a great job. And all of our staff at the Friendlies Hospital, at Mater Hospital, but our government staff, especially at the Bundaberg Base Hospital, have worked over what's ever been expected of them during COVID-19. And I just wish that the LNP would recognise that. Now, we know what happened last time. We know that when they got into power, when Stephen Bennett was a member of the government, he sacked nurses. He sacked nurses who were living homeless on Salter Oval after the 2013 floods. So the LNP might want to keep attacking our ambulance staff, attacking our doctors, attacking our nurses. I just want to praise them and say what a great job they're doing. It's a high demand time. High demand means that there's more people who are concerned about their health. And we saw that peak at the peak of COVID-19. So we are putting in more ambulances, we're putting in more beds. And I spoke to a bunch of they just graduated. We've got 9 extra ambulance staff who are in the Bundaberg region as well. We're seeing the demand, and we're moving towards meeting that demand. But I just wish that the LNP, Stephen Bennett and David Crisafulli would stop trying to sack our nurses so badly.
And good morning to all our new paramedics as well. You mentioned there that they've just arrived in the region. Now, you've recently had...
I just have to say, Martin Kelly is just done 44 years in the Queensland Ambulance Service last year.
Wow.
Bundy local, so well done to Martin. 44 years, that's an outstanding effort.
A huge congratulations there. Now, finally, Tom, recently had the Minister for Youth Affairs and Environment, Megan Scanlon, in town. What came out of that meeting? Because I've seen your photos on social media and you've shouted a few people lunch. Well... That's what I see, but there is something more important behind it.
Oh, absolutely. It was a great opportunity. So Minister Scanlon is Minister for Environment, Science and also for Youth Affairs. So we had an hour of young people coming together, having a discussion out at Rick's at Bagara, and it was a wonderful opportunity to just have the Minister talk to some young people in town. So we had Brianna there. Brianna's actually the youth member for Bundaberg, and then we had some other young people who I've come across during my time as a local member. And it was wonderful because they are very, very keen to talk about their region. They're passionate about Bundaberg, and they're passionate to explain to people what it's like being a young person in Bundaberg. Now, I can tell you that they are all across the big issues. They know all about the importance of Paradise Dam. They know all about how important it is for our new Bundaberg Hospital to come online. And the big thing is that even though they might want to go off and explore the world a little bit, they all want to come back to Bundaberg, and they want to make sure that their future is in Bundaberg as well. And it's really important that Minister Scanlon hears that, because it means that she can go back to the Cabinet and keep going, hey, we're investing in Bundaberg, we're investing in the regions. That's the right thing to do for our young people.
Well, we're number one in solar. We're number one when it comes to awards, prestigious awards overnight. Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, really do appreciate your time.
No worries. And 4BU, number one today.
Oh, thank you very much. It's 8 to 8. It's 13:32, 4BU.